Good morning, it's Triple M Moffy with you and Australia Today, straight after the news at 9, 1300 23 99 99 is the number. Steve's there, morning mate.
Isn't that great this time of year, Moffy, just 5 or so days before daylight saving kicks in and it's actually light.
Well, it's beautiful, and I was reading a story before where it said about, I think, Jupiter apparently, they went, if you've got clear skies, you'll be able to see it bigger and brighter. And then I looked outside and I went, well, it won't now because it's daytime, because it is just beautiful here. But then at 6 o'clock, it goes back into darkness again.
Yeah, for all of us nocturnals who get up in the middle of the night, this is the best time of the year. It's about to collapse on us. So there we go. Are you an Optus customer?
I am an Optus customer.
Did you get a email or a text message from Optus saying, don't worry, we've leaked all your details to someone, but nothing's going to happen?
I did.
Did you believe it?
Not really.
No, me either. I'm a Telstra phone person, but I pay, this is what happens when you're an older father, I pay my two daughters' mobile bill phone bills, even though they're in their mid-20s, and those phones are connected to Optus. So I have all my details now stolen by the alleged hacker, who's claiming that if he doesn't get paid a huge amount of cryptocurrency, he's going to on-sell those details to people who might do us some harm. It's all very intriguing. We had a bloke on the project last night who actually interacted with this hacker in an online forum. He got his hands on some of the leaked material. And as he looked down the list, one of the people was a woman living in a house a couple of blocks down from him. So he strolled down and knocked on her door and said, I don't know what her name was, are you Mary Jane? And she said, yeah. And he said, are you born on this date? And is this your driver's license number? And she said, yes. How do you know all that? And he said, because it's been leaked by Optus. So that was quite extraordinary, I thought.
Incredible. Mate, look, there's more problems over in Russia and with this Ukraine situation, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is. I mean, anyone making threats about using nuclear weapons has got to be taken extremely seriously. And you saw the arrests over the weekend of the Russians who were protesting against the 300,000 people who are now going to be called up as army reservists. I mean, if we think this conflict in Ukraine is over, we can forget it. But bizarrely, as you know, last week I was in Europe, and you wouldn't even know that there was a conflict on in Ukraine. I mean, the airlines are operating as if it doesn't exist, and I wasn't that far away from Ukraine when you think about it. I mean, Italy's a lot closer than what Australia is, but this conflict continues to go on. The Ukraine makes a huge amount of advances, and then the Russians come back and throw a whole bunch more artillery and troops at it, so it seems Putin's backed himself into a corner. I just don't know how it's going to be resolved.
Yeah, and our Prime Minister is going to be attending the funeral for the former Japanese leader, Shinzo Abe.
Very important allies of us, Japan. Huge customers, too, for our natural resources, particularly things like coal and gas. And Shinzo Abe was a massive fan of Australia. I'm a massive fan of Japan. Until COVID, I used to go there every year. The Japanese are an extraordinary people, and it's an extraordinary economy. They've had their borders shut, interestingly, longer than just about anyone else in the world. They're going to freely open them up, finally, come November. So Anthony Albanese will be there, I think, for about 2 days. Today is when the Abe Memorial Service is on. Then he'll be back in Parliament for the rest of the week. Boy, he's clocked up some frequent flyer points, hasn't he, Albo?
He sure has. He sure has. Mate, what else is coming up after nine?
Adam Bandt wants to legalise cannabis. Can someone tell Adam Bandt that in most states, small amounts of cannabis are allowed for personal use anyway? Does he not know that? And what's his purpose of doing? Just to get himself on the front pages, I guess. We'll talk to Peter Van Onselen from Network 10 about that. And the Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides had its first response. We'll talk to one of the women who was responsible for getting that off the ground.
Lovely, mate. We will catch you after nine this morning.
Good on you. Cheers, mate.
Steve Price and Australia Today. Back straight after the news, 1300 23 99 99. The email, if you want to send one through, you can do that now. Australia Today at sca.com.au.